Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing, and I'm making a move.
Hello.
Hello.
Auntie Janice?
Yes. Good afternoon.
Good evening. Also,
good
Sister
evening.
Shirley? Good evening.
Good evening. This is Sister Shirley. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We have Hazel. Good evening.
Yes, good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Hello. Loretta?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. I also have my tea, Betty. Good evening. Okay, Loretta, you can go ahead with the reading.
Picking up in Numbers 3 and 40. And we're still speaking on the Levite's responsibilities. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Now take a censer of all the eldest son in Israel who are a month old and older, and register each name. The Levites shall be mine, because I am Jehovah. As substitute for the eldest sons of Israel, the Levites' cattle are mine, as substitute for the firstborn cattle of the whole nation." So Moses took a censer of the eldest son of the people of Israel, as the Lord had commanded, and found the total number of eldest sons, a month old and older, to be 22,273. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Give me the Levites instead of the eldest sons of the people of Israel, and give me the cattle of the Levites instead of the firstborn cattle of the people of Israel. Yes, the Levites shall be mine. I am Jehovah. To redeem the 273 eldest sons in excess of the numbers of Levites, pay $5 for each one to Aaron and his sons." So Moses received the redemption money for the 273 eldest sons of Israel, who was in excess of the numbers of Levites. All the other were redeemed because the Levite had been given to the Lord in their place. The money collected came to a total of 1,365, and Moses gave it to Aaron and his sons as the Lord had commanded. Amen?
Amen.
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 The Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Loretta. Go ahead and start again. Loretta?
Yes, can you do a roll call for me?
Sure can.
You know, I hear you just say something about the song.
Okay. We have Hubert, Auntie Janet, and Hazel. Sister Shirley, Auntie Betty, Daniel, and Mom, Loretta, and myself, Angela.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
For this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen.
Welcome to the Nellens Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Now, Angela will come to us and bless the prayer line, so if everyone would bow their head, please.
All right. God is love. Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you and praise your name. For in perfect faithfulness, you have done wonderful things. God is love. He is always with us and will give us the strength we need to do all that he has planned for us. Amen.
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 Thank you for that blessing, Angela. This is Loretta, and I'll be your host for tonight. And I will start with starting at the beginning of the program. And I will start with Mom. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of the upper room, and the subject is the perfect gift. And you can find it in 2 Corinthians 9:6-16. Every good and perfect gift is from above, come down from the Father of the heavenly light. And you also can find it in James 17. In 2014, one of the world's most popular music groups teamed up with one of the world's largest computer companies to give a free copy of the band label music to everyone who was registered with the company music service. While many people were delighted with this gift, others complained that they were given something that they did not ask for or want. Complaint was so numerous that the company had to devise a way for those who did not want this gift of music to remove it from their computer device. Essentially, this allowed customers to give back the gift. This caused me to reflect upon the many gifts and blessing God has given us. Do I appreciate the gift that God, the gift, listen, do I appreciate and thank God for the gift I have received, or am I upset because my gift are not one I would have chosen or wanted? Am I envious of the gift and talent the other have? Do I feel my gifts are too small or insufficient to use in God's service? Corinthians 12:6 says, reminded me of the different kind of gift, service, and active and that. In all of those and in everyone, it is the same God at work. Most important, we can accept God's great gift, eternally life in Christ Jesus our Lord. The gift God has given me of priceless. And the prayer said, dear God, thank you for the many gifts that you have given us, especially the gift of eternal life through your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of the upper room.
All right, we have another caller.
Do we have another caller?
Auntie Dot.
Yes. Good evening.
Yes.
Okay, thank you for that reading once again, Mom, out of the upper room. Next I'll go to Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out the workers, and it says true love. Love can always conquer whatever discord brings. And love can always cover a multitude of things. Don't you underestimate what love can ever do. For love is God eternal, and his love can renew. What is cold and lifeless, now lost all hope and die. For love can breathe new meaning and give life back to you. Please don't give up on love when it seems that it is all lost, for there is always hope if we prepare to pay the cost. For love is always worth it, no matter how much the price. For love will be much stronger when we trust in Jesus Christ. So let God have full reign. Let him live within your heart. Then you will know true love, for it is from God. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of the worker. Let's see here. Hazel, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I do. Good evening again, everybody. So I'll be coming out of Ephesians chapter 5, and it talks about walking in the light. And it says, "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light. For whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore, he says, awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Thank you for that reading, Hazel, out of Ephesians. Next, I'll go to Angela. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. It's about your potential and sharing your potential. Potential is given for the benefit of many, not for the benefit of one. God made human beings to live in fellowship with himself and others. A loveless life that keeps all its accomplishments to itself will soon lose the inspiration to reason its potential. Your potential will be magnified and maximized when you give freely of your gifts, aspirations, and abilities. Amen.
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 And thank you for that reading, Angela, sharing your potential. Next, I'll go to Hubert. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'll read First Psalm. Blessed is this man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by the river of waters, which yield its fruits in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. The word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert. Sister Shirley, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'll be coming from Psalms 121. I lift up my eyes to the mountain. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over you, your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and your going, both now and forever. Amen.
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 Okay, let's see here. Daniel, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Well, everything went good with me last week at the doctor. And I got one request. And
okay.
To Hubert.
Yeah.
Do me a favor, bro.
What's that?
Since you done stole my Psalm 1, could you read Psalm 5 for me?
Okay. It is to my word, O Lord, consider my sighs. Listen to my cry for help, my King and my God. For to you I pray. In the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my request before you and wait in expectation. You are not a God who takes pleasure in evil. With you, the wicked cannot dwell. Arrogant cannot stand in your presence. You hate all who do wrong. You destroy those who kill alive. Bloody bastards and deceitful men, the Lord of hosts. But I, by your great mercy, will come into your house. In reverence, will I bow down in towards your holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness. Because of my enemies, make straight your way before me. Not a word from their mouth can be trusted. Their heart is filled with destruction. Their throat is an open grave, and their tongue they speak deceit. Declare them guilty, O God. Let their intrigue be their downfall. Banish them from their for they have rebelled against you. But let all who take refuge in you be glad. Let them ever sing for joy. Spend your protection. Spread your protection over them. Their house that those who love your name may rejoice in you. For sure, O Lord, you bless the righteous. You surround them with your favor and with the shield. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Daniel Flash Hubert, for the reading out of Psalm 5.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, Auntie Dot, are you a listener or do you have some good news?
I'm a listener. I'm still not all the way.
Okay. Praying for you.
Okay. Thank y'all.
Okay. All right. Auntie Janet, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to share from Healing Promises by Joseph
Prince. From where?
From Joseph Prince, Healing Promises by Joseph Prince. God is your loving Father. Do not fear the flocks, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. If you then even know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father, who is in heaven, give you good things to those who ask him? God wants you to know that he is not the kind of Father who wants you sick and defeated. Instead, he's the kind of enjoys providing for your needs. He's a good Father who will not withhold healing and a healthy body from you. As your loving Father, God's joy is to see you blessed with the best. If you, in spite of your faults, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good things to you when you ask him? My prayer today for us is that you will know just how much our Father loves us, and to be bold to ask him for whatever you need. God is a loving Father, and he does love his children. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet. Okay, all right. If everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the works that you are performing right now in Auntie Marie, Auntie Betty, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Dot, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Uncle Gary, Uncle Willie, Uncle Champ, Sister Shirley and family, Carlos and the Wells family, the Verna family, the Allen family, the Williams family, the Simmons family, the Hurd family, Tyrone and family, Mr. G and family, Ronnie McCullough, Marilyn and family, the Boyers family, the Rossiter family, Miss Brown and family, the Lowe's family, Essie May and family, Katrina and family, John Moore, Tony Malachi, DeMarcus, Eric, Brian, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Cheryl and family, Dakota family, Dwight, Tawana and family, Teresa and Jesse Verna, Marianne and family, Michael and family, Lenny and family, Desi Kendrick and family, the Beck family, the Hoffman family, the Eisen family, Vanessa and family, the Johnson family, and anyone else that stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we ask that you let your light shine through us so that others may see the goodness of you. Lift us up in a mighty way in Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you again for the love that you show us every second of the day. Give us the strength that we need to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Praise the Lord. Praise the
amen.
Lord.
Amen. Amen. Okay, we have reached a part of our program where we honor birthdays, and I'm looking at the week of October the 29th through November 4th. Any birthdays?
Auntie Betty.
My birthday is the 4th, so if you want to start mailing it out, I'll take all donations. Mine's on the 21st.
Yes,
I start November 1st.
We got.
I'm with you on that, Uncle Daniel.
3 weeks, Daniel.
We start November 1st, he said. We get the whole month.
Happy baby.
I'm sorry, did we have any birthdays? Angela?
We had Auntie Betty and Alfonso on the 3rd. Auntie Betty on the 1st, Alfonso on the 3rd.
Amen.
Amen.
Did you hear me?
Yeah, Auntie Betty on the 1st and Alfonso on the 3rd.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. I have here. We're gonna sing the birthday song for us.
Amen.
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 Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
And many, many more. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you.
Happy birthday. Amen. Okay. All right. We have reached a part of our program where we share what's on our heart, whether it be a praise report, testimony, song, or poem, or even more Bible verses. And I'll just go down the list. If you have something else to share, please do so. If not, just say pass. And I will start with... let's see here. Hazel, any praise report, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I knew you were coming to me first. I could just feel it. Okay, so I'm coming out of Galatians chapter 5, and it says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are in Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another." Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Hazel, out of Galatians. Next, I'll go to Sister Shirley. Any praise report, song, or poem?
I pass.
Okay. All right. Mom, any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm coming out of the prayer book, and the Lord to open the gate. Heavenly Father, I come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We have before, we have before you, and we enter your gate with thanksgiving. We enter your court with praise. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of all of our sin and trespassing and our iniquity and our trespassing. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of any, forgive us of any unforgiveness that we have toward anyone. We praise you, Father, and we give you glory in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we can keep up with my pages. Heavenly Father, we praise you, Father, and we give you glory in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we bless you. We ask your Heavenly Father to open the gate of favor, providing deliverance and wisdom, protection and healing for each of us in Jesus' name of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we ask you to open those gates so that we would be blessed and that we can be in your divine destiny. Heavenly Father, we ask that we would be blessed to use these blessings in your kingdom according to your destiny and your will for our lives in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to John. God be the glory. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yes, amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom. Next I'll go to Auntie Janet. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to share this poem from God's Little Devotional Bible, Keeping Praise Quiet. It isn't enough. It isn't enough to say in our hearts that we love man for his ways. It isn't enough that we fill our minds with peons of silent praise. Nor is it enough that we honor a man as our confidence upward mounts. It's going right up to the man himself and telling him so that counts. If a man does a work you really admire, don't leave a kind word unsaid and fear that to do so might make him vain and cause him to lose his head. But reach out your hands and tell him, well done, and see how his gratitude swells. It isn't the flowers that we strew on the grave. It is the words to the living that tells. Therefore, comfort each other and edify one another, just as you also are doing. God's love for us to praise each other, it helps us to live a better life. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet.
Praise the Lord.
I will go next, and I will be coming from the Daily Bread. The title is called We're Safe. You can get to read it out of 1 Peter 1, 3, and 5. The United States Bullion Depository in Fort Knox, Kentucky, is a fortified building that stores 5,000 tons of gold, bullion, and other precious items entrusted to the federal government. Fort Knox is protected by a 22-ton door and layer of physical security, alarms, video camera, minefields, barbed razor wire, electric fences, and armed guards, and unmarked Apache helicopter. Based on the level of security, Fort Knox is considered one of the safest places on Earth. As safe as Fort Knox is, there's another place that's safer, and it fills with something more precious than gold. Heaven holds our gift of eternal life. The Apostle Paul encouraged believers in Christ to praise God because we have a living hope, a confident expectation that grows and gains strength the more we learn about Jesus. And our hope is based on the resurrection of Christ. His gift of eternal life would never come to ruin as a result of hostile forces. It will never lose its glory or freshness because God has been keeping and will continue to keep it safe in heaven. No matter what harm may come to us in our life on earth, God is God in our soul. Our inheritance is safe. Like a safe within a safe, our salvation is protected by God, and we are secured. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Okay, all right. Moving right along here. Let's see here. Angela, any praise report, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
I'm trying to sing a song.
Amen.
Yay. Hallelujah. You have won a victory. Hallelujah. You have won it all for me. Death cannot hold you down. You are a risen King, seated in majesty. You are the risen King. Hallelujah. You have won the victory. Hallelujah, you have won it all for me. Death could not hold you down. You are the risen King, seated in majesty. You are the risen King.
Amen.
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 Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Thank you for the gift of Angela. Thank you. Okay, next I have Daniel. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group?
I just want to say that, but I love them, and I always will. No, I don't have too much to say, but it's me, it's we, it's us, oh Lord, standing in need of prayer. Amen.
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 Hallelujah. We love you too.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for that song, Daniel. We love you, too. Amen, amen.
Man.
Okay, next I go to Auntie Betty. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to share this song, but I'm going to read it. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Very deep was stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the water lifted me, now safe am I. All my heart to him I give, ever to him I cling. In his blessed presence live, ever to his praises sing. Love so mighty and love so true, merit my soul best song. Faithful loving, service to him belong. Soul in danger, look above. Jesus completely saved. He will lift you by his love out of the angry wave. He is the master of the sea. Billow his will obey. He's your savior. Want to be. Be saved today. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. when nothing else could help, love lifted me. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you for that song, Slice Poem, I guess. Thank you. Okay, next we have Hubert. Any song, poem, praise report, testimony you want to share with the group?
Yeah, I'm going to share a song. Well, you know, in our life we go through a lot of trials and tribulations and obstacles gets in our way, you know, and then, you know, you got a lot of trouble. So you turn and see whether the Lord is still with you or not. And it helps you through some of these troubles. Trouble in my way. I have to cry sometimes. Trouble in my way. Trouble in my way. I have to cry sometimes. I lay awake at night. But that's all right. I know Jesus, Jesus, He will fix it. Yes, I know Jesus, Jesus, He will fix it after a while. After a while, trouble in my way, trouble in my way. I have to pray sometimes. Lord, trouble in my way,
trouble in my way.
I have to pray sometimes.
I have to pray sometimes.
Late awake at night.
Late awake at night.
That's all right.
Because
I know Jesus, Jesus, He will fix it. Yes, I know Jesus, He will fix it after a while. After a while.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you for that beautiful song, Hubert, Trouble in My Way. Okay, we have reached a part of our program where we are going into the closing prayer. But before we go into the closing prayer, is there any updates anyone would like to share? For instance, Hazel, any update on Tim?
He's doing well. He's going to be starting classes so that he can finish his training. Right now he has his permit, so the classes are going to help him get his license. And then from there he can start driving. So he's supposed to be getting started with that, like not next week, but the week after that. So really good.
Okay, all right. Sounds good.
Amen.
Yeah, may God continue to be with him. Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
Okay, let's see here. Dot, do you want to give us an update? Just a mini version? You can just say three words.
I'm getting better with my colds and voice and everything. And Demario, my grandson, he moved to Alabama last week. So he down there working, which is a good thing. And everything is going good so far. And thank you all for all the prayers and the songs and everything. Amen.
Amen. You're welcome. We continue to have you in our prayers.
Amen.
And amen. Thank you for that update, Auntie Dot, and also the praise report on, you said DeMarcus?
DeMario. Tomorrow.
Okay, amen. May God continue to be with him on his new journey in life. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, Auntie Janet, any update on Auntie Marie?
I haven't spoken to her today, but yesterday she was doing well.
Doing well? Okay, you let her know that we all love her and we miss her.
Really well.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I have one more thing that I would like to share. I ask God, may He bless our children that will be going out for Halloween. May He bless each and every one of them.
Amen.
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 Okay, anything anyone else would like to share before Angela come to us with the closing prayer? Here's Hubert.
Yeah, I'd like to give thanks to the Lord for watching over me and bringing me through a little crisis. I was admitted in the hospital yesterday, and I came out this morning with flying colors. And I'd like to just thank the Lord for watching over me. Amen.
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 Thank the Lord.
Thank you for that update, Hubert. Okay, now if everyone would bow their head for the closing prayer, please.
May God give you, for every storm, a rainbow. I'm sorry, let me start over. May God give you, for every storm, a rainbow, for every tear, a smile, for every care, a promise, and a blessing in each trial. I'm getting a lot of background noise. I can't hear myself. Hold on. Okay. May God give you, for every storm, a rainbow, for every tear, a smile, for every care, a promise, and a blessing in each trial. For every problem life sends, a faithful friend to share. For every sign, a sweet song, and an answer for each prayer. May flowers always line your path, and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue. And may happiness fill your heart each day your whole life through. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that closing prayer, Angela. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. Excuse me. The Nellum family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us, and we pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. There was a lot of shared from the good book. There were some poems, and there were some songs. So when your day seemed to be going the wrong way, just reflect back on tonight's program. Amen?
Amen.
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 And Father God, we ask that you continue to bless our president and everyone in the White House, bless America and other nations, and continue to bless this prayer line. Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. And remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosper, victorious week. Jesus.
Amen.
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 We love you all. Good night.
Amen. Have a blessed
everybody.
Night. Good night.
Happy
birthday to
you all.
Thank you, Hazel. Love you, darling.
You're welcome. Love you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Good night. Love you all.
Night.
Good night.
Good night.
Night. Mm-hmm. Yeah.